Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while. That's cute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Your hair's so long. It's giving Mermaid Barbie.
It's giving fake hair, which Mermaid Barbie was also wearing. And people were really mad that her hair was so fake looking and everybody else's was not. But I was laughing.
Are you kidding? Have you ever not played with a Mermaid Barbie? Do you know how fake the hair looks?
Yes, that's exactly right. They're like, how does John Cena's mermaid hair look real and hers doesn't? I'm like, because a Merman Barbie doesn't exist. Hose,
right?
As far as I know. And furthermore, when people were like, her hair looks so fake, I'm like, Margot Robbie during the dancing number? That is the fakest hair I've ever seen in my life. It's like a huge, I mean, it is like gargantuan. It's a gargantuan wig and people are like, normal because she has blonde hair.
Leave Dua Lipa alone. Also, we're still talking about the Barbie.
It's never gonna. If you don't like Barbie, then you should probably just check out for the rest of the year. Because I have a feeling there's going to be just so much more Barbie to come.
I guarantee we're going to get a review on Apple Podcasts that's like 3 stars. They talk about Barbie too much.
They sound like Valley Girls and they talk about Barbie too much. That's literally what this, like, I mark my words. Now that we've said that, someone who hates us is going to write that. Like verbatim. Yeah. All right, so guys, we have a double woif.
And not like a, not planned at all.
No.
We were texting each other as we usually do. I think this was over DMs, even though we're like constantly texting and DMing and emailing each other.
I will literally be carrying on a full conversation. Case in point, having a complete meltdown on a text message with Sarah yesterday, like sending her 18 texts in a row. And she's like, ma'am, I have a family and I'm losing it. And then she's sending me DMs going, oh, interesting, interesting, interesting. And I'm like, okay, yes, agreed.
And then I'm
agreed.
Like, why are you sending me a sad face emoji?
Why are you sending me a sad face emoji? Well, you sent me you tagged me in butt masks, a mask for your butt. That's sad.
They're really cute.
They are cute, but also it makes me sad for the future.
That's okay. That explains it. I was like, I think these are fun, but it is sad.
Lest we forget, I was having a mental breakdown at that moment.
Right.
So no, totally. Really wasn't thinking about the emojis I was
sending.
Okay.
I wonder, is something like the moon and Capricorns? Because I had a mini breakdown this morning.
Oh no, why? You're not even busy. What are you talking about?
Okay, shut up. No, I told Deanna, who is my manager at YMU, that I wanted to record one of those videos where, like, you know, you do the timestamp, because people are always like, how do you get it all done? You're like, you make it look so easy. And I'm like, okay, no, I need to fucking film this because I'm not getting stuff done and it's not easy.
Right.
I want people to know.
Right.
But no, this morning it was just like Zoe was having a meltdown. And then it was like, I was already stressed because I'm like so behind on stuff. And then it was like thinking about all the things. And then, you know what I mean? It's like So I'm fine now though. But I think maybe something's in the moon. The moon is in something for us, Capricorns.
Yes, something to that effect. And Venus is in retrograde.
Okay. And also we work too much.
And also I would like a vacation, actually. So would love to talk to someone about that. Okay, real quick, move your mic a little bit to the side because you're looking like a pirate for me.
A pirate?
Like half your eyeball is gone.
This?
Like, can you move? Yeah, can you move over?
Okay.
Like, yeah. Just so I can
here,
see.
I'm going to go like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Kirby got me a microphone arm finally, because I was resisting. She was like, nah, bitch, you sound awful and you keep bumping the table. And it's actually so cool. And I feel like Mariah Carey or some sort of singer with it.
She's getting real close.
Thank
she's,
you.
She's getting real. You're so welcome. And thank you to myself. I feel very, I was like, you know what? Today's the day. I'm setting her a microphone arm and she has no other choice but to use it.
I didn't realize it was going to be so easy and so fun.
Yeah. See.
Thank you.
Things are fun when they work properly. All right. So back to our double wife. So we were texting and DMing and we I'm not even going to get to it. We were like, Rare Beauty. It made a bomb eyebrow gel.
It's so good. I didn't even realize that it was new.
It is new. So it came in this mailer. They sent a mailer with a brow pencil.
Also new.
Eyebrow gel. And these eyebrow or eye crayons.
Yes, the eyeshadow sticks. Yes.
As well as their mascara, which they've had. And then was there anything else in there?
A brush, right? No, maybe not. I can't remember.
It
was very good. It was a very good mailer.
Agreed. It was everything in there was, you know, there wasn't anything extra. It was very compact, easy to take out, like very happy about that. So I busted out the, ooh, do you hear that? I busted out the eyebrow gel and immediately I knew I was going to love this because when you pull it out on the tip of the brush, you can see a little bit of that gel is just perfectly molded. Like it's not mm-hmm. goopy. It's not falling over. It's staying straight up. I actually can see two brow hairs at the end of it.
Wow, you're really going hard with that. It's like a gel.
It is a gel. It is a true gel. I feel like it's probably, they made it kind of like a wax gel hybrid. So it holds the shape and it gives you that lift that you want. But yes. It's malleable because I feel like sometimes you put these on and they're super, super, they dry too quickly and yes. they get crusty. And yep. this, it just lifts. It feels good.
Yeah, you can go over it several times and it's still okay. Like you can use it to shape
yes.
your brow while you are using it, which is nice because I feel like oftentimes with some other brow gels that I use and brow waxes, I will use it to shape and then I'll have to go in with another yep. spoolie yep. to clean it up. So Kirby, you are right about the lifting because it is called the Brow Harmony Flexible Lifting Gel.
Flexible also, that mm-hmm. makes total sense. It is really flexible, y'all. And honestly, some of these brow gels, they claim to lift and like keep it put and they're lying.
Yeah.
They are liars.
Sometimes it's too heavy and then like a few hours later, it's like kind of like drooping or like it's like melted off into your face. Other times it gets really crusty. Then you feel like you have dandruff in your eyebrows. But this product truly does what it says. It shapes it, lifts it, locks the shape in, and it really like lasts all day for me. I texted Jess White, who is in charge of all things comms. I don't even know what her official title is, but she's HBIC over at Rare Beauty.
Love.
And I was like, dude, this is a really good brow gel. And she was like, oh my God, I know. It's like the only thing that works for me. So great job. Unfortunately, it's sold out.
You're kidding.
It's sold out. It's out of stock. $17. It's not available on Sephora. I don't know if that's just, it's an exclusive to Rare Beauty's website at the moment. Let me double check just to make sure. But I was trying to find it.
While you're looking that up, I just want to call something out. I was talking to several brands over the past couple of weeks because there's a lot of founders coming to town for whatever reason the last few weeks.
And for the glossy?
Maybe for glossy, maybe for a few other things that were happening here. But I had coffee with a bunch of different people and I was asking them if, you know, if they're partaking in Sephora because Sephora is back in late September. Some of them were like, no, which I found to be really interesting. Brands, rather, that are sold at Sephora were like, oh my God, Rare Beauty is the darling of Sephora. Like, they must be obsessed with her. Because listen to this. Selena Gomez sells $70 million worth of blush a year as the brand booms. This is on Bloomberg. This brand is 3 years old now. This brand has expanded to 36 countries. So, I mean, it is going strong. She is not slowing down anytime soon.
The products are just so good. I mean, the blush, yes, absolutely. And then in the mailer, Kirby mentioned the eyeshadow sticks.
Yes.
As someone who cannot and still doesn't believe that they cannot do their eye makeup, like, I just eyeshadow, like, I'm always like, I don't know what to do with it. The sticks just make it so easy, and they're so creamy and so blendable. Mm. But they, like, won't, it doesn't smudge. It comes in, like, if you're really into the latte makeup.
Yes.
Look right now, it's just all shades of brown and cream and gold. So it's like the perfect color palette. And it's just, it, they make it so easy for me to do my eye makeup. I love it.
I can't wait to try them. I haven't tried them yet. I haven't had the opportunity to do my makeup and try them, but those are my list. And they totally spoke to me because they are in that brown shade range, which is my staple look. By the way, the latte makeup look that's taking over was created by Tennille Jai, who we have talked about on this podcast because Melissa Herkman, a former guest and makeup artist, she recommended her brushes and I think spoke about maybe some techniques that she learned from Tennille, but she makes these incredible brushes, y'all, and they're all I use. I ordered them from Australia. They pack a hefty punch with the shipping, but totally, totally worth it. Totally worth it. We're going to put a bunch of her brushes you should pick up in our Shop Bar shelf.
I still need to pick up those brushes. But it's crazy when these people come up with something like she, you know, like it's not like she thought it was going to go viral, but now it's like what everyone talks about.
Right.
Everyone's creating all their latte makeup content. And then we're also getting pitches from publicists. Like that's when I'm like, wow, this is really, it's really made.
This has taken over.
Yeah, when they're pitching their products in relation to the latte makeup look. Anyways, those eyeshadow sticks are perfect for that. They're so, so good.
Okay, well,
and then, of course, this brow gel, which unfortunately you're going to have to sign up for notifications for when it's restocked because you can't get it right now.
I mean, my brows, I just did that and they look like they're laminated. I mean,
yeah.
And all you have to do is just fill in the little bald spots.
And it's clear.
And it's totally clear.
There's no color.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Sarah, what are you using to fill in your brows these days?
I was using the brow pencil that came with the set because I wanted to like complete the whole look. I don't think there's anything like groundbreaking.
Revolutionary.
About their brow pencils, which is fine. I keep going back to, I've talked about it before, but Kimiko makes a brow pencil that I just love. And I think it has many things to do with the fact that like it's the right shade of like dark brown, almost black for me. It's really thin. It's really easy to draw little hairs. And then, I mean, I always go back to my Benefit pomade wax as well.
Yeah. Okay. That pomade wax is one of my favorites too. Like, keep going back to it. I love the Lawless wax as well.
Oh, I need to try that one.
It's a brush similar, like it's not like a like something you scoop out and like apply. It comes in a tube, which I really like. So I go back and forth between Benefit and that. This is now in rotation. But in terms of filling in, love the Maybelline brow pencil. Like, so cheap, so affordable, so tiny. It gets those little brush strokes where I need them, and I call it a day. It's, like, a perfect match. And
I love the Maybelline. I talked about it before. The brow gel, the colored brow gel that they have.
Yep.
That one is, like, less than $10, and it's so good.
Yeah. And then I also have been using – oh, my gosh. I'm drawing a blank. I went back to Anastasia.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in Singapore, I was using Dip Brow because it was so hot there.
The OG.
That shit is staying on. I mean, I truly do love, like, I was so excited to bust out my Anastasia products. I was like, oh, I haven't used these in so long, and they're just so good. The pencils are great. Dip Brow is great. Even the powder. The powder is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I also think the powder is great for humidity and sweating, too, because it's not, you don't have to worry about like a cream really moving around. The dip brow really stays put, but like if you're looking for something else, try a powder, and it comes with two shades in one little pot. Love it.
I also feel like the powder for me, because I feel like I'll use a pencil, I'll use the pomade for a while, and then I like will use a brow powder every once in a while. And I'm like, oh, I actually really like how the brow powders look in my eyebrows. Like, it looks really natural. Like, you can really, you know, create, like, for me, like, it's just a little bit and it looks more natural for me. I don't know. I just, all that to say, I don't would never get my eyebrows microbladed because I just have so much fun creating, like, different looks, different eyebrow looks.
Totally.
So fun. I guess we'll just wait till it gets restocked. I'll let you guys know. Sorry.
Sorry, guys, but it's real good. It's real good. We love it. All right, let's get into some beauty news. Big Ulta news.
Ulta is winning.
Ulta, you are really killing it. I had a suspicion about one of these brands coming to Ulta, but I was truly dumbfounded by the first one, which, not that I don't think they should be in an Ulta, but I just never thought it would happen. And maybe we can ask some of our expert glams that listen in to, like, call or text anonymously to the hotline and give us the lowdown on how Sephora exclusives work, or, like, how the politics of being in a Sephora may prohibit people from wanting to go to other retailers. But yeah, we'll keep you anon if you call in or text. But Sarah, who's the first brand going to Ulta?
This was another thing that I DM'd while texting Kirby. Pat McGrath Labs.
Wow.
That is major. Major.
It says this was a Beauty Inc. Exclusive, and for WWD, it says Pat McGrath Labs launches at Ulta Beauty. The brand is experiencing high double-digit growth, said Pat McGrath Labs Global Managing Director, and it has a new retail partnership. So it's sold and distributed in Sephora and Blue Mercury and is now joining the luxury at Ulta Beauty assortment, which debuted earlier this year. Interessante.
This is really shocking to me. How long have they been at Sephora exclusively?
I don't know, but seeing that they were also at Blue Mercury makes me think that maybe this wasn't sure. I don't think Blue Mercury even comes close to touching a Sephora or an Ulta. But I think that if Sephora allowed them to be in a Blue Mercury, then maybe it wasn't that big of a deal for them to enter Ulta, at least to Sephora.
Yeah.
And I'm reading right now at the Ulta Beauty luxury category. And this is from Marie Claire in March. And it says that Ulta is amping up its offerings with a brand new luxury beauty category. The country's largest specialty beauty retailer just launched its curated assortment of luxury brands in select stores across the country, with the full collection of products available online on their luxury beauty products page, which is really interesting. Because remember when Chanel went to Ulta?
Yeah.
Remember how shocked we were by that? I mean, I'm still shocked. The fact that Chanel is at Ulta, and I think it's, for me, the fact that they carry drugstore products at Ulta. Sephora does not, you know?
Right.
So it's a little jarring when you're like, oh, like, you can pick up, like, some random generic brand and then a Chanel foundation or something.
Totally. But I think that that's more normal in other countries outside of the United States, like in Europe and in Asia, right? Like, when you go into, like, their nicer drugstores or department stores, they carry that, like, wide variety of the higher end prestige stuff. And then they also have the, you know, drugstore beauty or whatever. Ulta is really perfecting that. Like, they're really trying to, like, become that equivalent of, like, I don't know what some of the drugstores were that you went to in Singapore, but just that experience where you can, like, get it all. But man, I would like to know who the person is behind these deals, because they deserve a raise. They're doing a great job.
I agree with you. I think one thing that they note in this Marie Claire story is that they are gunning for Gen Z. And when you think about it, when Gen Z is on TikTok, they're getting recommendations for a Dior lip oil to this very simple Neutrogena product or a Morphe product or a Benefit product. And that way it's like a one-stop shop that they can just go, they can grab their Chanel bronzer, and then they can grab a lip oil from Maybelline or wherever they want to pick it up from.
Who else, Kirby, is at Ulta?
Well, well, well. What do we have here? Okay, so Half Magic was teasing that there was something big coming. And I'm like, they're going into retail. I know it. But where? And I think that Ulta makes the most sense. I think that, how do I put this? When I think of Sephora, I don't necessarily think artistry brand. And I know some people are like, girl, they have Makeup by Mario and Charlotte and they have Pat. Like, what are you talking about? But like, I feel like those are staple brands where they are giving you the basics to create the looks that you want to create, like that you would wear maybe every day. Not necessarily something that you would wear that's like really flashy. And I think of the brands that are at an Ulta, you have like, I mean, and sure, it can be argued that these same brands exist at Sephora, but I feel like there's a little bit of a whimsical essence when it comes to Ulta. Like you can, there's like a whole variety of fake lashes that you can pick up at Ulta. You know what I mean? Like there's not, like at Sephora, at least in the United States, they just have like Sephora collection with their collaborations with like Lily Lashes.
Yeah.
Speaking of Singapore, I'm doing a video on all the brands that are featured at Sephora's there. Cause like they sell Ardell at Sephora. In Singapore.
So different everywhere else.
I was shocked.
Do you think that when you think of Ulta, it feels more like a pro shop? Like in that like it's somewhere where a makeup artist can pick up more things for their kit versus if they like walked into a Sephora?
Actually, I think that's a really good point because I think of the Naimies and the Nigels and the Beauty Emporiums. And those, I mean, I love going there because it's like you get these pro artistry brands that are made to be on set, like the Ben Nyes and the Marins and things like that. And you can get the little tiny Q-tips. Like I need to go to one to get these tiny Q-tips because you can't pick them up anywhere else unless you order them online. But then you have brands like Benefit and Urban Decay or whatever that people might use, in addition to drugstore stuff that you need, like micellar water or some type of oil-based cleanser to help get special effects makeup off or whatever. And so when I'm now thinking of an Ulta, I'm thinking of the one over off of Santa Monica Boulevard by that Target.
Yeah.
Like, you can go in there. I don't think you can get Chanel there yet.
I feel like Chanel's only in certain Ulta. Agreed. They're like, let us decide which one we want to be at.
It's like the affluent areas of Texas and like in the Midwest, basically.
Yeah.
I think that's such a good point, like that you put that together. That's how I'm starting to see Ulta. And so Half Magic is, I buried the lead. Half Magic is at Ulta. They launched officially online last Friday and then are in, I think, 400 stores across America officially on this past Sunday. So you can go and pick up. I texted Donnie and said I was going to go pick up my ceremonial magic brownie in her honor at my Ulta. Because now y'all can literally go and like touch the packaging and see what they have to offer and play with the product.
That's so exciting. I feel like it's so smart for this brand, especially because I feel like you really need to see the colors and like touch the eyeshadow or see like the eyeliner and like what it looks like in real life to understand like how good it is. So on the website, Kirby, when it says only here, does that mean like those products are like you can't buy them on halfmagic.com or like?
No, I'm pretty sure you can buy the adornment tweezers and stuff on their website. Like, there's no way that they're going to only sell Sculptitude. You know what I mean? So I think what they're saying by that is only here is we are the only retail outside of DTC that you can get these products. And then online only is specifying that they will not have every single eyeshadow single in store. Or I love that they're doing the cheek fluff in store. That's great. Also, their customizable palette, they won't have that in store. That's online only. But they're going to have all of the good stuff. They're going to have the face gems. They're going to have the adornment tweezers, Sculptitude lip liner, Magic Brownie, Mouth Cloud soft matte. There we go. The Magic Flick.
I like the glitter pills. Yeah, the Magic Flick. It's just so fun. This is totally, I'm just like imagining the testers and samples and all the youths coming in and getting into it.
Right. And what's also exciting is there's a really great story by Priya Rao from Business of Fashion. And the title of the story is The Makeup Artist at the Center of Gen Z. The Euphoria makeup style popularized by Donny Davy is the biggest trend beauty has seen since contouring. Now her brand, Half Magic, is ready to take the industry giants, to take on industry giants with a launch in Ulta Beauty. Very exciting. Obviously, so happy for Donny and the team. This just makes complete sense to me. And I wonder, since there will be, you know, Ulta's that are at Targets, I wonder if we'll ever see Half Magic at a Target.
Yeah. That would be so exciting. Congratulations, Donny. This is another major win.
Let's say you start a beauty brand. What is the beauty brand? I want to know the category. You don't have to name a name. I just need to know the category.
Oh, okay.
The first product you're going to launch and who is your preferred retailer? And you can't say DTC because that's how you might start. But.
I'm just going to make this up. I haven't like thought about this before. I'm going to do, even though we talk about how we don't love it, like a skincare makeup hybrid color complexion product. And it's going to have some magical ingredient from the Philippines. So I can like tap into my roots.
Great.
And it's going to have like 100 different shades.
And you're going to go bankrupt in the first
year. Yeah. It makes no sense. No. And I'm going to go bankrupt. And my retail partner of choice, this conversation I have with every makeup beauty brand founder is just everyone has their first memory of shopping at a Sephora for beauty, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's why so many end up there. So that would be like I would want to say Sephora. However, if I really am thinking about where I started shopping for beauty first, it would be at like CVS. So I'm going drugstore, baby.
Wow.
100 shades for everyone available at an affordable price.
Wow.
I'm for the people.
You are. We love to see it. We love to see it.
How about you? How about you?
I'm not giving away any of my secrets because I have thought about this.
You've thought about
this. So I'm going to give y'all a fake one. I'm going to do body makeup. I'm going to be sold at Target. And the body makeup is also going to be skin enhancing.
Ooh.
So it's going to superficially improve the skin and also over time improve the skin.
Love that.
Like your décolleté, neck, legs.
Oh, okay. That's smart. That's really smart.
Thank you everyone for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.